God. 那我们的神呢，是一个这个宣教的神。
Who sent His Son Jesus Christ to this earth over 2,000 years ago?
就是2000多年以前的时候，就差遣了他的独生子，就来到这个世界上面。
And your church is doing that. Have been doing mission around the world.
所以他我们的今天的这个教会呢，也是被呼召到世界各地宣传
福音。And thank you for sending the shortest mission to Cambodia in the last 8 years.
谢谢你们教会过去八年差派一个短宣队到这个柬埔寨来支持我们。
Pastor Alan Lee and his team truly blessed the church in Cambodia.
那这个有这个 Pastor Alan, 他跟他带的这个短宣队来到这个柬埔寨来，真的是来祝福我们。
Whenever they went to Cambodia, they go around the country.
他们来柬埔寨的时候，他们到整个这个柬埔寨全国就这样跑一圈。
To bless the church, to bless the pastor.
去祝福那边每一个不同的地方的教会跟那边的牧师。
Also, they bless all the missionary working in Cambodia.
也同时也祝福那个宣道会派在柬埔寨的这些工人、这些宣教士们。
Even my wife, myself, we have been blessed through that ministry.
那我们觉得他们来对我跟我自己的太太都是一个很大的祝福。
So I want to thank you.To send your team
谢谢你们
Cambodia,
谢谢你们差派这个短宣队来到我们中间
and to the country around the world as well.
非但是来到柬埔寨而且到世界各地去
So this, today I want to talk to you about challenges and joy for missionary service.
所以今天呢我想跟你们分享首先就是这个宣教的这个挑战跟喜乐
First let's talk about biblical foundation for mission.
那想要跟你们分享，第一就是这个圣经上面对于这个宣教的教导。
Second, the challenges faced by missionaries.
然后第二呢，跟你们分享这个宣教士他们所面临的挑战。
Third, the joy to bear fruit that we last.
那第三个呢，就是讲到这个能够为主这个结这个长存的果子的喜乐。
Last but not least, the call to partner with God to complete the Great Commission.
然后最后呢，跟你们分享怎么样的今天受到神的呼召，跟神一起同工，去把这个大使命这个工作给做成。
The biblical foundation for mission.
那首先我们看到这个圣经上面对于这个宣教怎么教导我们呢
？In Matthew 28:19-20, the Lord said.
然后这个马太福音28:19-20。这个主耶稣这样子说
Therefore, go and make disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always into the very end of the age.
所以这边耶稣说，你们要去使万国做我的门徒，并且奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，为他们施洗。然后这个把我所吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们，然后他说，我必与你们同在，直到这个世界的末日。
This is a biblical mandate for the church.
所以这个是圣经里面给一个教会的一个使命。
The church exists to make disciples.
所以教会存在的目的就是要使万民做门徒。
To all nations.
让这个所有的人都有机会听到福音做门徒。
A disciple, the one who knows Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
让这些人都能听知道这耶稣基督就是他们的救主。
The one who been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit day by day.
然后被圣灵给转变他们的生命。
The one who involved in Christ's mission around the world.
然后变成这个在世界各地的这个传福音的工作呢，这些基督徒们都能够参与。
Also in Acts 1:8, the Lord's specifically tell his disciples where to go.
然后这个在《使徒行传》第一章第八节的时候，耶稣基督再一次的很清楚的叫我们要出去。
Before Christ was lifted to heaven,
当耶稣升天以前
，He told disciple,
他告诉他的门徒
，To wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit and the Father promise.
你要等到你们要在耶路撒冷等待这个圣灵，就是当初应许你们的圣灵来到。
Although you had a mandate to go to make disciples to all nations.
所以虽然你们有这个使命说要去世界各地传福音。
But they cannot go by their own power.
但是他们不能凭他们自己的力量去。
When the Lord said, wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣就说你们要等到这个圣灵降临在你们的身上。
And when the Holy Spirit come upon you.
然后圣灵来到你的身上的时候。
And you will receive his power.
你就会有能力。
And you go.
你就要去。
To be my witnesses.
是成为我的见证。
In Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷开始。
Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
犹大然后撒玛利亚到世界的地极。
I believe this is your church doing right now.
我相信我们的教会现在就是这样子。
You are making disciples of all the people around your community here.
我们希望我们这教会里面，我们这个社团里面，每一个人都受到这个训练做门徒。
And you send workers to start new church.
那这个工作呢，就是你们要去参，就是职堂成立新的教会。
And you send your short-term mission, missionary short-term to over country around the world.
或者是你们差遣短宣队的弟兄姐妹参加短宣队到世界各地去。
So God is pleased for what you're doing.
对于你们所做的，心里面一定很高兴。
So may the Lord bless you for doing that.
因为我们都是这样子做。
Thank you, God, a big hand. Hallelujah.
Yeah, 我们就是一起的感谢神。
The challenge faced by the called one.
那今天这个被差遣出去的人呢，他们会面临的什么挑战呢
？Then Jesus said to his disciple.Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
所以这里在马太福音第16章24到25节的时候，耶稣跟他的门徒讲说，你们假如说愿意要来跟随我的话呢，你们必须舍己，然后背起十字架来跟从我。谁愿意想赚得他的生命的，必要失掉、丧失掉。谁要为我的缘故丧失了生命的，就要得到生命。
At the same council 2009,
然后在这个
City, Ohio,
宣道会这个总会大年会的时候，在2009年的时候呢
，My wife and I were commissioned as Korean missionary to Cambodia.
那时候我的妻子跟我那个时候就被差派出去到柬埔寨做这个宣教士。
I was then 67, my wife was 65. We are the oldest couple ever sent to the mission field by the CMA.
那时候我67岁，我太太65岁，我们是这个宣道会从有史以来所派出去最老的一对宣教士。
So today the CMA doesn't have a limit anymore.
那今天的这个宣道会其实已经没有这个年纪的这个限制了。
When you have the gift, we have the gift from God.
那假如说我们有神给我们的恩赐
，and God call you，
神要呼召你
，the same will send you，
神就会这个宣道会就会送你出去。
So no limit for God's work， amen
对。对这个传福音没有这个年龄的限制。
Face some challenges when God call us to Cambodia。
那当时这个神呼召我们去柬埔寨的时候，我们遇到的是什么挑战呢？
My wife have 6 adult children and 8 grandchildren.
那时候我们有六个已经成年的孩子跟八个这个孙儿孙女。
And to say goodbye to them, and we had to sell a house with a very low cost in Colorado Springs was not easy decision to make.
然后呢，那个时候要离开他们，然后呢，要把我们在我们的房子用一个很低价的一个价钱去卖掉，对我们来讲是一个很困难的一个决定。
But when call us, we had to go.
但是神呼召的时候，我们就必须去。
Age issue for both of us. Age issue for both of us.
所以年龄对我们来讲的确是一个很大的挑战。
As I said earlier, I was 67, my wife was 65.
那我67岁，我太太65岁。
We just about to retire.
我们差不多要退休了。
And God call us.
但神呼召我们。
Many people wonder how long they can serve in Cambodia.
所以很多人就说你年纪那么大，你能够去到柬埔寨，你能够做事做几年呢？做多久呢
？Some of the leader in the national office, oh, maybe they can go for a couple years and send it back.
所以那个时候呢，总会有些人就说哦，他们可以，我们送他们去两三年，他们就可以回来了。
But praise God, God has given 10 good years to serve him in Cambodia.
感谢神，我们在柬埔寨一共花了10年的时间服侍神。
A concern health issue for me.
对我来讲，这个身体的健康也是一个问题。
I'm diabetic, I'm type 2 diabetic.
那我是有糖尿病的。
One time the CMA doctor came to my office in Colorado Springs.
那有一次呢，这个宣道会的一个医生呢，就来到我的办公室跟我讲。
He told me, Joe, I know that the board of directors of CMA has approved you and Kate to go to Cambodia.
那他说 Joe, 我晓得这个宣道会的已经批准了要差派你们到这个柬埔寨。
But I don't want you to go.
但是我不希望你们去。
Because he's the last word to say to release us to go or not to go, he's the only one.
因为他是医生，他最后是决定有他让不让我们去的。
He said it'd be risky for you, Joe, to go to Cambodia.
那他说你假如说去柬埔寨的话，这个危机很大。
I said why?
我说为什么？
Because you are diabetic.
他说你因为你有糖尿病。
And Cambodia is malaria country.
那在柬埔寨的话呢，我们晓得那边是有疟疾的。
If you ever get bit by mosquito, can malaria.
假如说你今天一个有疟疾这个病菌的这个蚊子咬了你一口的话
，It will kill you.
你就会死掉。
So we highly for you, Joe. Don't go. I don't want you to go.
所以他说我不希望你去。
But they said, God called us to go.
那是我说神呼召我去。
We need to go.
我就需要去。
He said that, okay, if you feel strong, God called you, here the paper, you and Kate need to sign.
那他就说，假如说你真的觉得你必须去的话呢，这边有一个表，我们需要你填。
I asked, what's that?
那我就说这封信是什么？
That if you sign it, that means the CMA will not be liable to you if something happened to you in Cambodia.
他就是说，假如说你签了名呢，就是你同意。假如说什么事情发生的话呢，这个宣道会不会为你这个负责
？Of course, he didn't want my children to sue the CMA if I die in Cambodia.
那当然，这意思也就是说，希望就假如说真的我在这个柬埔寨死掉的话呢，他们是希望这个我们的孩子在美国不会控告这个。
We said okay, we sign it.
那我就说好，我就签了。
But for us to live for Christ.
但是对我来讲，这为基督而活。
To die again.
那死是对我有益的。
Because our life belongs to God.
因为我们的生命属于神。
So praise God, God has protected us from malaria the past 10 years in Cambodia.
那感谢神，在过去十年，神就保护我们没有得到这个疟疾。
We returned home to back to US last June 2018.
去年六月的时候，我们回来美国。
We had a complete physical checkup in Bangkok, Thailand.
那我们在经过曼谷的时候呢，一个全身的这个体检。
The doctor said you are healthy.
那这个医生跟我讲说你很健康。
And your diabetes is under well control.
那你是白血白这个糖尿病的，但是也没有问题。
So thank God for protected us.
那感谢神，神当他呼召我们的时候，他也保护我们。
Also, language issue for my wife Kay.
然后另外呢，就是我的太太要学这个语言的一个困难。
She's Laotian.
我太太是辽国人。
I'm Cambodian.
我是柬埔寨人。
So my own language.
那我是回到柬埔寨是我自己的家乡。
But she speaks in Cambodian when she arrived in Cambodia.
然后在柬埔寨，我语言是没有问题的。
She has to learn a new language.
那对我太太呢，她去柬埔寨，她要学一个新的语言。
ABC, they call ABC in Cambodian.
学柬埔寨文的话呢，也有他们的字母。
A lot of people concerned that how can she learn a new language when at the age 65?
那有些人就真的是很担心，说她65岁怎么能够还能够学一个新的语言呢？
If she couldn't learn the language, the CMA had to send back to the U.S.
假如说他这个语言学不成的话呢，这个宣道会就会把他们送回美国。
But praise God, God helped her to study language in 6 months. She know how to read, how to write, how to speak.
那感谢神，神给他这个能力，让他六个月就把柬埔寨文学到可以写，可以讲。
To God the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
荣耀神。
The joy to go and to bear fruit that will last.
那我们去为主耶稣为神结果成能够结这个长存的果。
Hear the verse that the Lord spoke to us through John 15:16 when we went to Cambodia.
那这里呢，当我们去柬埔寨的时候呢，神就借着约翰福音15章这段经节跟我们说话。
The Lord said, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appoint you."
那他这边讲说，不是你拣选了我们，不是你拣选了我，而是我拣选了你们。
So that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
并且分派你们去结果子，就是结长存的果子。
And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
所以他这边讲说，是说无论你奉我的名向父求什么，他必定赐给你们。
We kept that verse in our near our heart.
我们就是把这一段这一段经文，就是深深的放在我们心里面。
God called us to go Cambodia to produce fruit for Him.
神呼召我们去柬埔寨是为他结果子。
Of course, we cannot do by ourselves.
我们不能凭着我们自己，我们做不到的。
Need to depend day by day by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要每一天的，就是信靠圣灵的能力。
Now let's show the fruit that God allowed to produce for His glory.
所以现在想跟你们分享一些这神借着我们所结的果子。
My first assignment in Cambodia is to work with the National Church President.
我们到了柬埔寨的时候，神给这个宣道会给我的第一项任务，就是跟宣道会柬埔寨宣道会的这个会长跟他一起合同工。
I call him and mentor him.
那我就成为他的这个导师，成为他的教练。
To lead 200 Cambodian churches in the U.S. in Cambodia.
那在柬埔寨呢，大概有200多间的这个宣道会的教会。
It's a great responsibility for him.
那是对他来讲是一个很重要的一个，他有一个很重要的任务。
So I make myself available to him to come to me, I come to him. We talk, we discuss.
所以去到那里的时候，我跟他就有很密切的关系，我们一起常常在一起讨论，一起祷告。
So he become strong leader of the same nowadays.
然后他就变成在这个柬埔寨宣道会，在柬埔寨的教会的一个很重要的一个领袖。
But as president, he can do the work by himself.
但是他自己凭他自己的力量也做不了多少。
He has a national church committee.
那所以说在那个时候呢，有一个全国的这个宣道会，全国的这一个委员会。
They come from all the provinces. They meet every 3 months in Phnom Penh.
那他们就是每3个月一次从这个柬埔寨各地来到这个他们的首都有一个聚会。
So I took advantage of their coming to Phnom Penh and spent one day ahead to train them, to train all the leaders.
然后我就趁他们来到这里的时候呢，我就用一天的时间，一整天就跟他们在一起，为他们培训。
How to work together with the president.
让他们帮助他们怎么样的跟那个时候的宣道会的那个会长一起的同工。
To lead to the churches.
去来一起来牧养这200多间的教会。
Also, we work with the large church pastor of large churches.
然后呢，我有机会跟这些大型教会的这些牧师有一起的工作。
Those three pastors, they are the tribal pastor, Phnom, tribal pastor near Munukri, near the border of Vietnam.
那这边有一个教会是就是在东边跟着越南交界的地方。
It's a pastor of church with 600, 500, 400 people.
那他们这个教会呢，他们这些教会呢，有些是600个人、500个人、400个人的那种大型教会。
When you go to the church, you can see all people, full of people.
我去每次去探访他们教会的时候，发现他们的礼堂就坐满了人。
But they need to grow further at the church.
但他们教会呢，需要继续成长。
So I train them how to develop small group in the villages.
然后我就告诉他们怎么样在去到他们附近的不同的这个村落里面呢，开始在成立这些小组。
Then the small group eventually become a church itself.
那这些小组聚会慢慢就变成一个教会。
So they need to multiply churches.
也就让他们就是倍增教会。
Also we multiply disciples.
然后我们也是一起的，就是使这些基督徒呢做门徒。
We believe in order for the church to grow.
那我们深深相信，假如说教会要成长的话呢
？Each member of the church need to make disciple, know how to make disciple.
那每一个教会必须要知道怎么样的来做门徒训练，来他们让他们的信徒成为耶稣的门徒。
The one and one disciple.
所以1对1的这样子来做。
So we travel all the region because the same church divided into 4 regions.
那在那个时候呢，这个柬埔寨的这个宣道会呢是分成4个区。
To train pastor, to lead how to make disciple.
就我们就到不同的区，就是在每一个区里面来帮助他们做这个门徒训练。
So when they return home, the home church train their own leader, the own leader, the church member.
就让他们接受培训以后呢，回到他们自己的这个地区，他们自己的教会里面继续的这样子做。
So this is a group from Northwest region.
那在这里呢，就是有一个从这个西北区来的这一群弟兄姐妹一起受培训。
They move to Northeast region.
这个是在东北区的一个地方。
Near the border with Vietnam.
就是他们是在这个越南的这个边界上面的。
Most churches are tribal churches, Jurai churches, Jurai.
这些弟兄姐妹，这些信徒呢，是来自于一个少数民族的。
They too need to know how to make disciples.
所以这些少数民族相同的，他们需要听到福音。
They will move to the eastern region with the Phnom people.
然后我们就去到这是东区的这些教会的。
These churches near the border of Vietnam.
他们也是跟这个越南是交界的地方。
And then we move to the south region.
然后在这个南区这些的弟兄姐妹受培训。
The building behind there is the headquarters of the natural church. The building behind it is the natural headquarters of the CMA church.
好，这个后面的这个建筑物呢，就是这个柬埔寨宣道会的他们的这个全国的总会。
A few years ago, the church that built that it didn't look like that before. Nothing.
几年以前的那个建筑物还没被建的时候，不是这样子的。
The church needs some more funding to finish the building.
甚至于到现在，他们还需要更多的这个支持奉献来把这个建筑物做完。
So I brought Pastor Alan his team to pray for the building.
所以说，我们叫请你们也为这个事情祷告。
After they pray, then the money come in.
你们祷告的时候呢，神就会把钱带进来。
Not only from the U.S. but from the local church as well.
不是说从美国会带进这个钱，而是就是在这柬埔寨本地，神就会继续的这个供应。
God provided that church through prayer of the shortened team from San Jose here.
然后神呢，真的是借着这个我们派这个你们教会派出去的这个短宣队的祷告，来兴建这些教会。
Praise God! God should be so good to us.
感谢神，真是感谢神。
Also, I have the burden for the next generation in Cambodia.
那对我呢，同时我对于这个下一代的这些教会领袖有很大的负担。
About four years ago, the Lord put the burden upon my heart.
那差不多四年以前，神就给我这个负担。
I look at the pastor, more than age 60 plus.
那我那时候看那个我们的那些的牧师呢，他们大家都是60岁以上了。
Because our pastor came to know Christ at the other age, adult age.
因为这些很多这些第一代的这些牧师呢，他是他们成年以后他们才信主的。
I look at all the churches who take care of the flock when the pastor died and promote glory.
所以我在想说，当这些年长的这些牧师离开这世界了以后呢，这些剩下来的这些教会由谁来牧养他们呢
？So I spoke to my field director.
所以那个时候我就跟我们的那个工厂的主任商量。
We need to do something about it.
所以我们应该在这方面应该努力。
And my field director asked, what do you have in your mind?
然后这个他就问我说你想做什么呢
?Okay, through prayer, I told him we need to promote the inter-generation conference.
那这个借着祷告我就说我们需要开始这个成立这个代沟之间的这个特会。
Because annually the church had their own conference, but only adults. All adults come to the conference.
但是那个时候呢，教会有这些特会，但是只有这个成长、年长的这些牧师会来。
So we need to do something beyond that.
但是我需要，我们要越过这个局限。
So I invite all the pastors from all regions to bring their own leader, young leader to them to the conference.
所以我就邀请这个教会的这些牧师们这带来参加这个特会的时候呢，带着他们这个教会里面这些下一代年轻的这些领袖一起来。
At the conference, we taught them how to empower leadership.
然后在这个特会里面呢，我们就告诉他们怎么样的来这培养下一代的这个领袖。
We use the story of Moses to Joshua.
就好像这个摩西跟约书亚之间的关系一样。
Use story Paul to Timothy.
跟保罗跟那提摩太之间的关系一样。
And then the church leader becomes to wake up.
所以
wake up,
哦，让这个教会真的是在这里面这个醒过来。
Because in the Cambodian culture, The older and younger don't talk to each other.
因为在这个柬埔寨的这个文化里面呢，这个上一代跟下一代之间是没有什么沟通的。
But God break the ice.
但是神呢，就把这个中间的这个
When we brought together,
这个隔阂给破坏掉了。
We encourage the older pastor to appreciate.To encourage the younger leader.
我们就告诉教导这些年长的这些牧师怎么样的来这个提拔来这个欣赏这个年轻的这些同工。
We told young leader, don't despise your older leader, respect them.
同时也告诉这些年轻的同工呢，你不要这个一定要尊敬敬重这个年长的这个牧师。
I told them, although your pastor, they have no education like you.
跟他们讲说，这个跟这些年轻人讲说，你们的牧师呢，他们没有像你们有那么好的教育。
But they have experiences.
但是他们的经验丰富。
They have gone through tough time in the ministry.
他们的这个侍奉里面遇到经过很多的困难。
You need to obey them and listen to them and work with them and ask all kind of questions to learn from them.
所以说你应该尊敬他们，顺服他们。并且从他那边得到教训，他们那边。
Also during the conference, we divide into small group, younger generation, older generation, talk about the issue they face in the church.
然后在这个特会里面呢，我们就把他们分成这个年长的跟年轻的这小组。
Then brought them back, they report.
他们之间讨论他们的问题，然后呢，把这他们再聚合在一起，来互相的来报告。
Begin to find the problem, help help the church.
然后帮助他们慢慢看见他们之间的问题在哪里，怎么样来解决他们这些问题。
So praise God through the intercession conference, we have more leader emerge now, appointed or elected by the national church.
所以说你们也可以为这件事情祷告，借着这样子的培训，让这个柬埔寨的宣道会呢，提拔越来越多的下一代的年轻的教会的领袖。
Also, my wife and I had a burden for the city, Phnom Penh, capital city.
这个，然后我的妻子呢，对于这个柬埔寨的首都有一个特别的负担。
We see a great potential to reach out to the young professional.
特别是就是在那些在首都里面工作的这些年轻的这个职业青年人。
Or university students.
或者是大学生。
So we get the key leader.Because emergency to come to our house every 2 weeks to study with us.
就让这些重要的这些弟兄姐妹们每隔一个礼拜就来到我们家一起来学习。
We train how to make disciples among their own generation.
跟他们一起学习怎么样的在他们中间这个做这个培养门徒们。
Because the older one cannot reach out to the younger one.
就是让这些年长的对于这个年轻人有特别的这个联络。
So only young one can reach out to their own generation more effectively.
就让这些年轻人在他们之间能够更有效的传福音。
After that, we plant a church, a young adult church, the first CMA church in Cambodia.
慢慢的就是这个小组呢就变成了第一个青年人的一个教会，这个宣道会。
So we entered the pastor and church committee.
所以在那时候我们就暗地的那里的这个弟兄做牧师 成为教会的牧师。
But for us as a missionary, we are not pastor the church by ourselves.
因为我们做宣教士的，我们的目的不是去到一个教会里面做教会的牧师。
We train leader to take over the church.
我们的目的是来培养这些年轻人，他们将来就来牧养这个教会。
In other words, we work outside out of the job.
然后让我们就是慢慢我们自己就没有工作做了。
Also, we have a burden for the young people who want to go to Bible school.
那同时呢，我们对于这些年轻人，他们想去这个神学院，这个深造的也有一个特别的负担。
It is a regional Bible school.
这个是我们的这个一个区域性的一个圣经学院。
Those people cannot afford to go to regular Bible school in Phnom Penh.
那就是好像这些很多人他没有钱能够去到首都去参加这个正式的这个圣经学院。
Because requirement of high academic.
那很多时候这圣经学院他们的要求的这个学术这个资格是太深了。
So the CMA had built a school called Regional Bible School to bring students, but fifth grade, third grade people who know how to read, how to write, we can accept them.
那所以这个宣道会呢，就在这个区，这个各区里面就建立这种区域性的这种圣经学院，让这些这个教育水准比较低的，只要他们能够看一点字、写一点字，他们都可以参加的。
So every all the 2 weeks, my wife we drove the car from Phnom Penh to Prachol, take about 3 hours.
然后每隔一个礼拜，我跟我太太就会去到这个学校。
We have to leave our house about 5 o'clock in the morning, arrive by 8 o'clock.
所以我们必须早上5点钟离开家，然后8点钟就到了学校。
And I taught 3 straight hours.
然后连续3个小时我就教导他们。
After have lunch with the students, we go back home to Phnom Penh.
然后跟他们一起吃个午饭，我们就下午就开回我们家。
So after 2 years, they graduated.
然后2年以后，这些学生就毕业了。
Ready to return to the whole village to serve at the battle of misery their own people.
然后在他们就准备可以回到他们自己的村落里面去，成为那边教会的这个牧师跟传道人。
So what a joy for us to be able to invest our life in the young people.
那对我们来讲，能够把我们的生命投资在这些年轻人的身上，是实在是一个很喜乐的事情。
And so they see them serve the Lord at local church right now.
那些这些人都是在这不同的地方教会里面服侍神。
Also, I was able to gather all the pastors for across.Denomination to get together to do the seminar and work together, not against each other.
那同时呢，我有机会呢，就是这个邀请这个不同宗派的这个福音，这个不同宗派的牧师们能够聚集在一起，我们一起来学习，而且不是来互相竞争。
I was able to do that because I was elected as chairman of the Evangelical Fellowship of Cambodia.
那我能够这样做是因为有一次我被他们选举当做这个柬埔寨这个全国的这个福音协会的会长。
It's the wide body of Christ.
那我就这样子去做。
I tell to teach all the pastors, you need to work together, but not against each other.
所以我就跟着这些所有不同的牧师讲说，我们之间必须要合作，我们不能够互相竞争。
You have to think about the kingdom of God greater than your own denomination.
你必须要想，就是说，神的国度比你自己的宗派要大很多。
God is glorified when the body of Christ work together.
所以说，神的心意就是让我们都能够在一起的同工。
Also, God has used my gift to connect with the government official.
那神也借着我的特别给我的一个恩赐跟背景，跟这个政府的官员有来往。
And don't forget that Cambodia is a Buddhist country.
你要记得这个柬埔寨自己是一个佛教信佛的一个国家。
Buddhism is official religion with Cambodia.
所以佛教是这个柬埔寨的这个官方的宗教。
We are Christian, we are minority.
这基督徒我们是一个少数而已。
But we thank God we're able to connect with high ranking government official.
但是感谢神，让我们有机会跟这个政府里面这些高层的这些官员有来往。
The man is standing, he's the minister of coal and revolution of Cambodia.
那我就在
the man in the middle there.
这中间的那位先生就是这个柬埔寨这个宗教局的局长，宗教部的部长。
We believe that we believe it as if we have good relationship with the government.
那我在想，我们假如说跟政府有好的关系的话。
It makes it easier for our local churches in the province and the villages.
那我们的在地方的不同村落里面、城市里面的教会，他们的工作就比较容易了。
But one local authority saw us connect with the boss at a higher level in the government.
那假如说这个教会看到我们在跟这个政府的官员有来往的话
，They respect us more and more.
那些很多人呢也会特别的对我们有特别的尊敬。
Also, we are able to meet the Prime Minister in Cambodia every year.
甚至于每一年我们都有机会跟这个柬埔寨的这个总理能够见面。
The Prime Minister wants to meet with us once a year. Once a year.
每年有一次。
And then each year we get about 3,000-4,000Christian leader and pastor from all the province to go to Phnom Penh to meet with the Prime Minister.
所以每一年我们可以从这个柬埔寨全国召集大概3-4千的这些牧师，我们一起的去见这个柬埔寨总理。
It had never happened before in Cambodia.
这个是从来没发生过的。
But today God opened the door for us.
但是今天神为我们开了这扇门。
Then the Prime Minister appreciate us very, very much.
所以这个总理特别的是非常非常的谢谢我们的工作。
He said, you got Christian knowledge, you share your faith to the Khmer people.
他说你们是基督徒，你们没有问题可以把你们的这个信仰跟这些我们的这个国民。
But you care for the poor, the orphan, the needy.
同时呢你们也是为我们教为国家里面的这些有需要的人你也照顾他们。
You build hospital for the sick.
你是为这些病人建这个医院。
So they appreciate us very much.
所以他们非常的谢谢我们所做的工作。
So today we are officially recognized at the religion in Cambodia.
所以说我们今天我们基督教是被这个政府所这个认可的一个宗教。
Finally, the call to partner with God to complete the Great Commission in Cambodia and around the world.
所以最后我们要看到这个神呼召我们跟神同工去这个在柬埔寨并且世界各地一起来兴旺神的福音。
Even the church in Cambodia has been growing steadily since 1990. The Christians represent only 1.6% of the population of 16.5 million people. And 31 out of 43 people group need yet to be reached with the gospel.
所以虽然这个柬埔寨的教会从1990年开始很快速的成长，但是到今天还是只有这全国的人民的人口的 1.6% 而已，那而且在43个不同的这个人民群组里面呢，还有31个群组是没有听到福音的。
Besides, in order to partner with God to reach out to nearly 1 million of young factory workers in the capital city of Phnom Penh through church planting, the CMA mission in working with the Khmer Evangelical Church of the CMA had begun to buildan urban ministry center, training center, called UMTC, to host classes, students, and staff.
所以说在柬埔寨的宣道会呢，在这个首都，他们现在也成立了一个这个福音教会，目的是在那边针对这些年轻的这个在工厂工作的这些人，要准备要把这个福音传到差不多100万的这个年轻的这个工厂工人的中间去。
These young people came from all over the country to seek jobs in the capital city in Phnom Penh, where most government factories are located. After they have saved enough money, they will return to their villages, where they become quote-unquote light in their villages after they become the follower of Christ.
所以这些年轻人呢，这些接近100万的这些工厂的工人呢，他们是从柬埔寨全国各地来到这个首都来工作的，因为工厂都是在这附近。当他们听到福音，当他们赚够钱以后，他们就回到他们自己的村落里面去，就成为那边村落的传福音的这个神所预备的人。
The total cost of building about nearly $400,000. Praise God that we have received so far $315,000 from Align Church in the U.S. We need a little bit of $85,000 or less to complete the building before classroom, students, and staff could move in from the crowded renting apartments.
所以说刚刚分享的这个在这个首都里面成立的这个建立的这个福音中心呢，现在呢还需要这个85,000块钱，然后把这个需要做的来做完。
This building right there.
这个就是现在在建立的这个福音中心。
On the right side is the National Church Building, National Headquarters.
那右边是我们这个宣道会总会。
On the left side is the guest house where our shortened team stay when they get to Cambodia, the guest house.
左边是这个每一次有外面来的短宣队他们所住的地方宿舍。
We would like you to prayerfully consider to partner with the Cambodia Mission Field for this strategic initiative to reach the nation.By reaching nearly 1 million of Cambodian young people, factory worker in Phnom Penh, through planting church among them.
所以今天我把这个意向跟你们分享，也邀请你们教会跟我们合作， 来一起来支持在我们在柬埔寨的工作，就是怎么样的把这个福音传到这个接近差不多100万的这些年轻工厂工人中间。
Any amount of contribution, large or small, would be greatly appreciated.
那假如说你在金钱上面愿意奉献的话呢，所有的数目大或小都一样的欢迎。
You can check to CMA, a true local church here, with earmark.Cambodia UMTC, if you go there.
那假如说你愿意开一个支票的话呢，把这个支票放到这奉献箱里面，然后只要这支票上面只要写示是 Cambodia UMTC.
Oh, come on, they want to take you the Thai money to give that note. This is extra. Let the Lord bless you. Just give extra to help us.
假如你愿意在你平常的奉献里面额外的奉献的话呢，神会特别的祝福的。
The Great Commission is too big.To do alone, but too important not to do together.
所以这个是这样子讲的，这个大使命是大到一个地步，说一个人做是做不成的。所以说是，而且是重要的，是我们一定要重要到一个地步，说我们一定要一起做。
We also would like you to pray that more workers will be sent out to Cambodia in the near future.For the Cambodian field is ripe everywhere for the harvest.
我希望也你们为这件事情祷告，有更多的这个福音的工人被差派到柬埔寨去做。
In John 4:35, the Lord said, "You do not say 4 months more than the harvest. I tell you, open your eye and look at the field; they are ripe for the harvest."
就好像耶稣。在这个约翰福音第四章这样讲说，你们不是说还有4个月这个庄稼才成熟吗？你要举眼的观看也这个地，因为庄稼已经熟了。
This is a harvest field in Cambodia.
这个是柬埔寨的一个这个收庄稼的一个景象。
We want to have a harvest for the soul, not for the rice.
我们希望到那边去，我们不只是在那边收割这些稻米而已，我们是来这边收割灵魂。
But millions, millions of people are open for the gospel right now.
在这里，这个成千上万的人，他们现在对于福音是开放的。
Especially among the young generation.
特别是这些年轻下一代的年轻人。
They are open to the gospel.
他们对于这个福音是非常非常的开放。
We appreciate when the late Pastor Ed went to Cambodia in 2010 with the team.
那记得在2010年的时候，我们的邝牧师就带领了一个短宣队到柬埔寨。
He visited Cambodia through us.
他来到柬埔寨。
They pray for Cambodia.
他们为柬埔寨祷告。
After they pray for the whole week.
然后他为柬埔寨祷告以后一个礼拜。
I asked them, "What God speak to your heart?" Each one of them. I said, "What God speak to your heart?"
那我就问他们说，这个神怎么样跟你说什么？
One after another, they said.
他每一个人都这样说。
The young generation in Cambodia is the Jesus generation.
他们都说，这个下一代年轻的这个柬埔寨人就是耶稣基督自己要得着的这一代。
And the team was right.
那他们这个短宣队他们的想法的确是
正确的。Today, more young people open the gospel than ever before.
今天在柬埔寨这个。所有很多这个年轻人都愿意向这个接受这个福音。
The Buddhist temple don't know how to reach the young people.
的这个佛庙，他们不知道怎么样来吸引这些年轻人。
They reach out to the old folks.
那只有年纪大的人去这个庙。
But with the church, we reach the all ages.
然后在这个教会里面呢，这不同年纪的人都来。
They saw a lot of young people at the church right now.
那在教会里面很多年轻人。
To the point they get jealous.
到一个地步，这个庙都很羡慕我们。
Why a lot of young people attend Christian church, not a Buddhist temple?
为什么年轻人都跑到教会不来我们的庙呢
？The answer is very simple.
当然，这个答案是很简单的。
Because the church need reach out to young people.
因为教会针对这个年轻人在跟他们讲。
So please partner with us. Continue partner with us.
所以邀请你们成为我们的这个同工。
To reach the million young people who need the Lord.
让我们这真是对针对这些许许多多年轻人来传福音。
Also around the world, we still have 40,000 people group that that have little or no access to the gospel.
然后假如说你看的话呢，全世界大概还有四千个这个所谓的这个民族的群体呢，他还没有这个得到这个福音。
Most of them are located in a 10-40 window country.
那就是很大部分这些群体呢，都是在这个十跟四十的这个窗户里面。
You can see North Africa, Asia, and Middle East.
所以你可以看的是就是北非、中东跟亚洲。
We believe that when these people have accepted the gospel,
那我们相信当这些人听到福音的时候
，then Christ coming.
快，这个耶稣就会来了。
In Matthew 24:14, the Lord said, "And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come."
所以这个就像马太福音24:14这样讲的，当这个天国的福音传遍世界，在万民中做见证的时候，这个结局就会来到。
We as a church we are looking forward to the day of Christ coming.
那我们这个教会，我们每个教会呢，都是在那边盼望这个基督能够再就快点再来。
So that we can be with him.
那我们就可以跟他在一起。
But in order to hasten his coming,
那如果要他快一点回来的话
，we need to go out to share the gospel to all nations.
所以说，我们要去到万民之间，来传讲这个神的福音。
That verse there really touched the heart of our founder, Dr. A.B. Simpson.
所以这段经文呢，让这个宣道会的这个创办人，这宣信博士特别的受到感动。
We raised our workers, sent out to the field.
所以他就开始这个召集这些很多很多不同的宣教士，送他们到世界各地去传福音。
Therefore, today we have 6 million strong believers worshiping in the Lion Church around the world.
所以说，宣道会今天在世界各地呢，这个所有这个宣道会教会里面一起服侍的弟兄姐妹们，我们有600多万
的信徒。And yet we have more people need to be reached yet.
那更多的年轻人，我们需要向他们传福音。
So we invite you to partner with Christ to complete the Great Commission.
所以邀请你们跟我们一起的在这个。完成大使命上面做同工。
So thank you. Together we can partner with God to complete Christ's great commission before His glorious return.
所以谢谢你们，让我们一起的能够在这个耶稣基督回来之前，来一起的为这个大使命来工作。
And I heard a voice from the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who shall we go for us?" Then Isaiah said, "Here am I. Send me, Lord."
这以赛亚先知他这样说，他说我听到这个主的声音，说谁愿意为我们而去呢？那我就跟这个，他就说我就在这里，请差遣我。
So 10 years ago, we heard clearly the voice from the Lord calling us to go to Cambodia.
所以十年以前，我们清楚地听到神呼召我们去柬埔寨。
And when I was 67, my wife 65.
我那时候67岁，我太太65岁。
But doesn't matter about the age.
但是年龄不重要。
We respond to God, God, here we are, Lord, send us.
那我们要跟神回应说，我们在这里，请差遣我们，请差遣我们。
He been with us. He empower us.
他会给我们力量。
To produce fruit for His glory.
就是为他来结果子。
It's not about us.
这不是我们能够做什么。
It's about Him.
是而是耶稣基督。
Who call us.
他呼召我们。
So everything happened in Cambodia through our ministry.
所以在神借着我们在柬埔寨所做的一切事情。
Give glory to God.
我们都是把这个荣耀归给耶稣。
So thank you for sending us to Cambodia.
谢谢你差遣我们到柬埔寨。
Through your prayer.
借着你们的祷告。
Through your financial support to the Great Commission Fund.
借着你们在大为大使命之基金上面的奉献。
And through your personal involvement in short-term mission.A trip with us in for our ministry in Cambodia.
借着你们差遣的这宣道会这个短宣队来到柬埔寨跟我们在一起同工。
So here's a blessing for me to you.
就是现在，这是我为你们的祝福。
May the Lord bless you.
神愿神赐福你。
And keep you.
愿神看顾你。
May the Lord make His face shine upon you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你们。
And be gracious to you.
然后带领你们。
May the Lord turn His face toward you.
让愿耶和华的脸转脸向你。
And give you peace.
赐你平安。
Amen.
Amen.